With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In Israel and Gaza, the day was filled with celebrations and cautious optimism on news of a ceasefire agreement. President Trump says many nations worked together to make it happen.
The whole world has come together for this. People that didn't get along, people that didn't like each other, neighboring countries that frankly didn't like each other, but now it's just this moment in time.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on efforts by relief agencies to respond to the pause in fighting in Gaza.
The United Nations World Food Program says they're taking advantage of a ceasefire deal in Gaza to feed hundreds of starving people.
We are ready to roll.
UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher says their plan is in place.
170,000 metric tons, food, medicine, and other supplies are in place. And our team, courageous and expert and determined, are in place.
In Gaza, the World Food Program's Antoine Renard says people there have been desperately waiting for this moment.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition.
But the UN warns the aid is just the tip of the iceberg for what is needed in Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue.
On day 9 of the federal government shutdown, Republicans are seizing on comments by top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, who said that each day of the shutdown gives Democrats an advantage.
They're playing games. He's enjoying it. He told you in his own words, every day of the shutdown gets better for us. Golly, it's despicable to me.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson. Several news organizations reporting that a grand jury has indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James on a fraud charge. In Wall Street trading, the Dow fell by 243 points. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says conservatives may quit the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities. Responding to a lawsuit brought by a roller derby league, the judge ruled that Nassau County's ban is designed to protect women and girls. He also points out that transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues at the county's facilities. This is SRN News. Here's the Thursday Wall Street Business Report.
Mortgage rates edging lower.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.3%. The average rate is now at its lowest level in about a year, matching where it was 2 weeks ago. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in anticipation of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. The central bank lowered its key short-term interest rate last month for the first time this year. But just because the Fed cuts its rates doesn't mean lower mortgage rates always follow. I'm Alex Vega.
PepsiCo says new products will boost flagging consumer demand in the coming year. The offerings will include things like protein-infused Starbucks coffee and low-sugar Gatorade. Stocks took a beating on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 243 points. The NASDAQ down by 18. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.